This call is being recorded.
Right now. Remaining in your tube of protective white light. Focus now on your breathing. As you breathe in the breath of life and you exhale out any tension, negativity of any kind. Let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. As you focus on relaxing and letting go, letting your breath take you more and more into the center of your being. Relaxing, letting go. Going deeper and deeper within yourself. As you take a deep breath now, breathing in through your nose, holding it for a few seconds, and exhaling out. Taking another deep breath in, breathing in the light, and exhaling out the darkness. Breathe in the light, and exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light, and exhale out the darkness. Put your attention at your etheric body and your chakra centers, and become aware of those chakra centers as more than just a figment of your imagination, more than just a simple visualization. Know and remember that they are real, that your etheric body and your chakra centers, those energy centers that are associated with your physical glands, are more real than even the physical glands themselves. Always remember that. As you focus on the chakras, starting from the lower chakra, the first one, the one at the base of the spine, the earth center, see that as a beautiful red color. Second chakra, moving up, visualize that as orange. Third, in the solar plexus area, associated with the adrenal glands, yellow, a bright yellow sun. Fourth, at the heart center, blue-green. Green as the forest itself. Healing center. Just above the heart center, the high heart center, magenta. Fifth chakra, the throat area, sky blue. Sixth, middle of the forehead, the ancient third eye center, although no longer ancient as it is come alive again once again. Purple or indigo. And the seventh chakra, the crown chakra. Gold or violet or silver. And the eighth chakra, just above your head, approximately a foot, has become reawakened, reactivated. Pure, brilliant white. Now focus your attention on your high heart center and your sixth chakra, the third eye, and energetically connect the two, making the heart-mind connection. heart-mind connection that brings balance into your life. And as you energetically connect the two, sending energy from the high heart center to the sixth chakra, back down again to the high heart center, and back up again to the third eye, around and around, forming a vortex of energy. And into that vortex, feel your conscious knowing self being pulled into that vortex and exiting out right in the middle of your forehead, looking out through the third eye as a window or a doorway into the astral realm. And let yourself exit out now through that third eye doorway. Find yourself right there in the room or next to your body, wherever you are, outside. Feel the connection to your physical body, but at the same time, feel the disconnect with your physical body. For you are not your physical body. Physical body is but a vessel for you to use at this time. Now, in your astral and etheric body, feel yourself separating further and further from your physical body. Feel yourself floating up above your physical form. Very similar to what happens when someone passes out of their physical body in the death process. They float above their physical body, and then slowly move further and further away from it. Feel yourself now moving further away, knowing you're still connected to your physical form. Move higher and higher up into the sky, into the clouds. As you pass by the clouds, you may notice some ships that are here, that have been cloaked, they're behind the clouds. Many have actually descended down into the Earth's atmosphere. Feel yourself moving higher and higher now until you pass the Earth's atmosphere, entering what is considered space. Turn back around and look now down at your physical body down there. Feel the connection, but also feel the separation. Feel yourself in two places at once now. And of course, you can split yourself into more than two, into three and four and five and even hundreds. But for now, just feel the separation and the connection at once to your physical form. And see the earth now as you look down. See her as the beautiful, pristine planet that she is. See with the eyes of the 5D eyes. If you want, take those glasses that have been offered to you, those 5D glasses, and put them on. And see the way we see the planet, the way we see Gaia. And with these glasses, and the way we see her, as a beautiful blue planet, beautiful blue skies, fluffy white clouds, no pollution at all anywhere, clear, crisp air. The energy itself, you can feel the energy. Feel the energy of Gaia. Connect with her now. Feel yourself there on the surface of the planet, but also high above the planet now as well. And feel her energy. Feel her 5D energy. look around and see the flowers, the plants, the grasses, and how green and beautiful colors they are, taking on a surreal look. And the trees, the majestic trees, and the consciousness that they are. For all is consciousness. All the trees, the plants, the flowers, all have consciousness. And you, as a human being, have that ability to connect with that consciousness anytime that you want to. For when the veil was strong, it was difficult to pass through it and connect to this metaphysical consciousness beyond the physical third dimensional illusion. But now that the veil has been lessened and even eliminated in many cases being individual cases for each of you, for there are times for each of you when there is no veil whatsoever, when you can penetrate through and see into the higher dimensions. Many of you are beginning to do that more and more now. So again, feel the energy. Feel the consciousness of the planet and of all upon the planet. Even the rocks and stones themselves, feel the consciousness there in the mountains, in the valleys, and certainly in the waters of the planet, the rivers, the streams, the creeks, the oceans. Feel it all now. Become it. Become one with it. One with all of nature. For all of nature is one. The animals, the plants, the rocks, and the human beings, all are one. Feel and know that consciousness now, that higher energy, higher vibratory energy. And now as you find yourself standing somewhere on the planet's surface, again, if you can be in three places at once, do so. You can be in your physical body, you can be above the planet looking down, but you can also be standing upon the surface of the planet and feeling the energies, feeling the connection to the consciousness all around. And know that beneath your feet, right now, in various areas of the planet, are these great crystals that have lain dormant for some time now, for many millennia, but are beginning to rise to the surface. Certainly in the 5D expression, they are in risen form. And you can see them, you can experience the connection to them, the consciousness itself within them, the consciousness that holds memories within those great crystals. Those great crystals that will release those memories when the vibrational frequencies reach the point where they can be released. They hold a great deal of information and knowing and knowledge. And will, as you have heard previously, will connect to the Christ consciousness grid or the crystalline grid that connects all of the various power points and ley line connections across the planet. All of this is coming together, as well as the great monoliths that have been placed here on the planet, also ready to make their connection. all of this you will know at that time of the event. And all that is happening now is leading to that time, leading to that vibrational frequency, which will bring all of consciousness together once again. You will feel the connection, just as you may have felt briefly here during this meditation. Know that as you felt it here in this meditation, you can multiply it tens of hundreds of times beyond this as to what you will actually experience, the connection to that consciousness. And of course, with that connection will come a connection of all of humanity and all of life itself here on this planet and within the planet and above the planet as the great compression breakthrough occurs, bringing light over to overcome completely the darkness once and for all. Know that all of you, or many of you, just as you are experiencing this now, you will be likely destined to move on and experience it again and again and again, just as you have previously, many times before. For you are the ones. You are the warriors. You are the ones that take flight when all are grounded. So take flight now, my brothers and sisters. Feel yourself soar now. Leave the planet's surface. Move up higher and higher, past the Earth's atmosphere again. Right through the sun of this solar system. Go right through it as the gateway that is open there for you. And find yourself soaring now out into the galaxy toward the great central sun of this galaxy. And then through that sun and see the many galaxies, many billions of galaxies that exist within the universe and all of the central suns as you pass by all of them just with a thought. And you are now right in front of the great central sun of this universe. Feel the connection now to Source itself. Feel the Source itself flowing through you, through your astral and etheric body, back to your physical form. Make that connection as a pillar of light or a column of light, connecting all the way down now to your physical body and down through the feet of your physical body. Down into the earth, to the center of the earth, and back up again, connecting all, connecting you and all of your multidimensional selves, all the way to the central sun of the universe, the source of your being in this universe. Can only experience this for a short time, as it will become too powerful for you, too strong within you. So let yourselves now find your way back to your physical form if you have not already. Back towards your physical body. And as you merge back in with your physical body, still feel that energy, that column of light that came from the central sun of the universe through your physical body, connecting you to the core of the earth, core of Gaia herself, making you one. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Archangel Michael. And it is my pleasure to be with you here in this time, in these moments that are gathering more and more momentum, momentum that is taking you further and further, deeper and deeper within yourself when you allow it to be. Yes, of course, you can get wrapped up into the third dimensional illusion. It is very easy to do so. It is more difficult, though, to let go of that and feel the connection, feel the oneness, feel the consciousness of the One. For you are that consciousness of the One. You have always been. You just forgot. But now it is time to remember. Remember who you are and what you came here to do. All of you came here for a purpose. And yes, your purpose changes as you move along your journey. But the greater purpose, the one that you all came here to do, to be those system busters, to bring the change and the changeover that is necessary here, the changeover that all of us, all of the galactics, all of the archangels and the angels and all of the devic evolution, the fairies, the gnomes, the sprites, all that you can no longer see but are here anyway. We are all here. And we are all ready for the time when you will open your eyes, your third eye that will connect and is connected to your physical eyes, and you will open them for the first time in this lifetime, or even in many lifetimes. And you will see beyond the illusion once and for all, and you will see the beauty that surrounds you, that is imbued within you and all around you all the time. You will see it with those eyes finally. And it will be a glorious vista that will open up in front of you. Beauty that you have never imagined in this lifetime or again in many previous lifetimes. Although many of you have had certain lifetimes here on the planet where you did open up to this vista, you were open up to the magic that was available to you. But of course, purposefully, you forgot all of this. You forgot it so that you could have the full remembrance when the time comes, when the frequency rises enough that you can have this full remembrance come back to you and remember fully who you are. And that you are the ones, the gliding guardian ones that came here from systems far, far away. Many galaxies beyond this galaxy. And you came here to bring the light, to first anchor the light here and then to spread it far and wide. Spread it in any way that you can, whether through voice or thought or whatever is needed. Through the printed word, through your videos, whatever it is that brings light forward to the many. For it is one in the many and the many in the one. You always have to remember that now. As your remembrances are beginning more and more to trickle down, where you have a vision, where you have a dream, or simply a thought. And that thought, or that vision, or that dream carries with it the emotion behind it. And you know and feel it to be accurate. You know and feel it to be the truth. Because it resonates within you. All of you now are moving forward, further and further, deeper and deeper into the light that surrounds you all the time, if you but become aware of it. It is always there. It is always within you. It is the ego self, the lower ego self, that tends to hold you in the unknowingness. But it is only doing that to protect you. For it does what it was meant to do. But at some point during the changeover, or just prior to it, the lower ego shall fall away. And the higher ego self within you will take form and carry sway over your entire being. And all of your multidimensional selves will become aware to you, to the conscious knowing you. Imagine an image in what that will be like. Continue to have faith, my friends. Continue to trust. Trust in the knowing that each of you have and that each of you are. For the light is gaining more and more force across the planet, and the darkness is fading away more and more. Even though it does not appear to be so. But you that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear know better. You know that the illusion is falling away. And this is the only way that it can happen. For all of the 3D realm, the 3D paradigm, must come crashing down. All must fall within the third dimensional illusionary paradigm. For the new paradigm to rise from those ashes. You are at the cusp. You are at the crescendo. You are at the ending of the new beginning that is coming fast. Trust in that always. And that trust will lead you directly into the first wave of ascension. I am Archangel Michael, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. And that you be the one. always know that you are the one. You are connected to the oneness of all. And the all is connected to you. Om, Om Mani Padme Om, Om Mani Padme Om, Om, Om. Greetings to you. One Who Serves here, and Shoshana is back with us, and we are ready to continue on this journey that we are on together. And what a journey it is it not? All of you are moving through this journey and finding your way through it. It is as if at times you find yourself in the dark, as in a dark room, and you are making your way through it, knowing that there is a light on the other side, and you are making your way, and then all of a sudden you see the glimmer of that light, and it guides you to it. And as you move into that glimmer of light, it expands and expands and expands into full light. Full light is the room. That is where you are moving into now. We are ready for your questions, if you have them. You can unmute your phones now and ask your questions.
Hi, One Who Serves. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you loud and clear.
Excellent. I heard about the monoliths. I'm just wondering if there are any of them in the state of Colorado.
We cannot tell you directly where they are, because they are not at this point in a physical form. But they have been previously, but they were, cloaked. We will just use that terminology here, into a higher dimensional frequency, so that when the time comes, those that are in that higher dimensional frequency will be able to see them then and interact with them in the way that needs to be at that time. Okay, but we cannot tell you directly where they are, because they are in a flux, in a sense of moving situation here, where one time they will be in one area and another they will be in another area, as they are moving through various portals that are here on the planet. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Would there be, Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
Not.
Very good. Then we move on to next question, if it is one.
I don't know if you can answer this or not, but I'll ask it. We've been hearing that there might not just be one audit in Arizona, but many other audits regarding the presidential election in 2020. Can you shed some light on this?
You're speaking of other audits in other states here? Is that what you
are
asking?
Yes.
It is in
process.
Even now, as you are asking that question, these other audits, as you are saying, are in process now, in various stages of this. It is not being known yet to the general public, because the general public, for the most part, is not interested. But there is a great deal of the general public that is, in terms of, you know, of this division that is happening here in this country especially. But also know that everything that happens here in this country of the United States for America, in terms of the new republic here, is going to happen across the entire planet. Okay? Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We will share. May we share our perspective, dear sister?
Of course.
Dear sister, as in all that occurs, the consciousness of man is what drives the experience. In this process that is called the audits, there are many that will have to find the courage and the bravery to stand up for the freedom of others, to move beyond their own fears, you see. And that that separates the leaders from others. So you must watch carefully, and you must support those emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically that are attempting to bring this to fruition. Does this make sense, dear sister?
Absolutely. And I hold nothing but light and love for those courageous ones. We are ready.
Namaste.
Very good. Are there other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
So we've heard that a lot of the bad actors are being processed and perhaps even sent on their way. I wondered, what's your perspective in terms of karma for people who are processing them, perhaps sentencing them or even putting them to their death? Is there a negative karma or bad energy attached to that, doing that?
That is something that is for each one and their path along the journey. It is not something that each one of you need to be concerned about, because everything has its match, we will say here, in terms of energy match. So like attracts like, and all of this. So you do not need to concern yourself with that. They will be just fine. They have a mission here. Those ones you are speaking of, they are doing what they know that they came here to do, whatever that might be. And whatever karma that they may derive from this will be overcome by that which is grace in term at the time of the changeover or the event. Okay, Shoshana, do you have anything to
say? We agree with that. We agree with that, and we do not have another perspective.
Very good. Would there be any other questions here?
This is Linda. I would like to ask a question.
Yes.
Could you explain to us a little bit more about yourself, the counsel of one who serves? And know that I ask this in very deep gratitude and not just curiosity. Thank you.
What can we say about who we are? We are a collection, a collective, rather, of ones that have arisen in your in what you'd call mastery of the consciousness here on the planet. We have arisen beyond that, and the same as you are all moving through your ascension process, and will be the ascended ones as well. So we come into this as as individuals joining a collective here. A collective of those who are ready to serve. That is why we consider ourselves one who serves. And as we say each time, be the one. And we are the one, just as you are the one, you see? So we are here to serve. That is what we are here for. And we are part, of course, of the hold, please. We are a part of the great brotherhood of light here. We will say it in that respect here. The great white brotherhood of light. And we have our purpose. We have what we are here to do. And when we are done with this part of our journey, we will move on. Just as you will move on into positions such as we are in potentially. And then you will move on as well. Okay, does this answer your question, or was there something more specific you are looking for here?
Well, in a way, a little more specific. And as you say, we are all the one. And I hear your voice come to me many times in many education moments for myself. And that is why I am so deeply grateful. For this has been the greatest growth period of my life these past few months. And I feel such a deep connection to you.
Yes, and we can confirm that for you as you are feeling it strongly now. You are already a part of the Great White Brotherhood. You are already with us here in terms of your multidimensional selves here.
Yes, thank you. That will be sufficient.
Do you have anything you
add? I do not.
Very good. Would there be any further questions here? Nothing further? Then we do not have email questions.
I do.
Yes,
I have something further.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I was trying to get to the phone in time. My dear ones, I'd like to hear a little more about this question of walk-ins. We've heard many estimates of like how there be this enormous amount of walk-ins, even up to 50% of all the people here. That seems a little odd that if that many come in, how is it an ascension of the population? So I'd be curious to know what is going on with walk-ins and how many we really will get and what that's all about.
We cannot tell you how many or percentage-wise, but there are a great many that would be considered walk-ins at this time. Many have been what you would call watching from the outside as everything commenced here through this ascension process, and then some decided to be a part of this more directly, you all included in this as well. Not that you are necessarily walk-ins, but you also are a part of coming into this expression, either in this lifetime only or in many previous lifetimes throughout this evolution here. Okay, that is what we can say. We cannot give more direct information at this point. Maybe Shoshana can?
We wish to ask a question. May we ask a question of you, dear sister?
Yes.
Dear sister, what is it that you are truly curious about? Are you having that experience with another?
No, I guess I'm just confused. I want to understand who's telling me truth information out there and who's not. And when they say like 50% of the people begin walk-ins, that doesn't make sense to me, because how is the planet ascending with all of its beings if a lot of them are going away? So I'm just, that's all.
So have you come across that information and wish to clarify it for yourself?
Yes.
It is false.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
And we would also say that those that you hear from that call themselves walk-ins are likely not, for they would not share this unless they were of a lower vibration themselves here. Okay? Those that come to remembering who they were in past lives, or that they may or may not be a walk-in in this situation, would likely not share that if they are a higher vibrational consciousness themselves. That should be hint to you as to some of those that you listen to as potential leaders in this ascension process. Okay? False prophets,
yes.
You might say, you may have heard of. Yes.
We wish to share with that one Linda. May we share with you, dear sister?
Yes, thank you. Go ahead.
Dear sister, we have been given a message that the Great One Guan Yin is overlighting your path. And the Great One Guan Yin is a part of the Great White Brotherhood as an honorary member of that. And she is imbuing herself with you to guide you. Does this make sense, dear sister?
Yes, thank you.
Namaste.
Very good. Are there any further questions here before we release John?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
About walk-ins.
Yes.
I'm not sure, but I do think I have a daughter that had a walk-in, and she's not here, her real self. It's the walk-in that is guiding her. And what do they do? Why do we have walk-ins? Are they to have special messages for us or guide us? Because my daughter, I'm almost positive she had a walk-in. And can they have two souls? I mean, can her original self go out when that walk-in comes in, or can she keep her original self with her walk-in?
You are asking several different questions here, but the one that more than one soul, as you are saying, please understand that those that are in this walk-in situation have a contract with that one that they are walking into, where they are taking their physical body. But the one that leaves from their physical body takes their soul consciousness with them, and they continue on in their journey, and the one that comes in brings their soul consciousness in, and they continue on the journey through that body. But understand, it is just that. It is a body. It is a vessel that can be used and then let go of whenever it needs to, you see? So it is always by contract first that this occurs. And there are times when one in the physical body may be having a very difficult time of it during their journey, and they have given up, and they do not want it anymore, such as through a major illness or something of this nature. And they may at that time declare that they are ready to leave and will give the body up to another here. And then that one will come in and take it over. And in many cases, the body will then become healed as well. And this occurs at various times where you see miraculous healings that have occurred. You may not have thought of it in this way, that it could be a walk-in situation. But many times they are, these miracles that happen. Okay, Shoshana, do you have anything to add here?
We do not add.
Very good.
Okay, sorry to keep your time, but like my daughter says, she doesn't come from this planet, and that she's not my daughter. She says, I'm not her mother, and she's just completely another person, like a newborn, a new person coming in, and she isn't in our reality at all. She's all drawn into Sananda, and she's all drawn in with rocks. I don't know. She just is fanatic about rocks. I'm almost positive now that she is a walk-in, but I don't know for sure.
Are you asking for direct confirmation of whether she is or she is not?
Well, I don't think you can give me that, but I would like to know that if you could.
No, we cannot, but we think you already have received your answer.
Okay. Okay,
good. Shoshana, do you have anything you add
directly?
We
do not add to this.
Very good.
Would
there be any other further questions here for release?
Three things. Moses here. I have a question about the time that the masters of Hollow Earth attempted to make contact with humanity, maybe back in the 15th, 16th, 1700s, during the times of Master El Moria. I watched an amazing documentary about this area in the northern part of the Himalayas, what's now Mongolia, that it was an ocean or a lake, and the civilization there in an island where very advanced, before some flood or catastrophe, went into inner earth, And then, you know, they began to, you know, El Moria surfaced somewhere in India, and he attempted to bring the knowledge that you are now bringing us now back then. What happened to that attempt? Was it discontinued altogether? And how many times has that attempt been made to try to bring this knowledge to the surface? Thank you.
What we can tell you is there have been many attempts over the many thousands of years here for those to bring the ancient wisdom forward here, back to the people here on the planet. But at various times, the vibrational frequencies were not ready for this, and it could not be. This was ever since the time of the fall of Atlantis here. Prior to that, there was much connection between those here on the planet and below the planet and above the planet. But that all changed with the coming of the Dark Ages in that time of the fall of Atlantis. So there have been many attempts since that. The time certainly of the Yeshua, when he became the Christ and brought through as much as he was able to at that time. And previous to that, there was the Akhenaten that was the one who would bring this through and was not able to. And other ones also along that line too. And this continues on even to this day, that there are ones that are coming forward and bringing information only to those that are ready for it, though, through your Diane Robbins and others that have brought channeled information through, just as you said, as we are bringing this information through as well, attempting to bring the ancient wisdom back to you here, so that you can then carry this wisdom on forward from here. Okay, Shoshana.
We agree with that which has been given, and we will add another perspective, if we may add, dear brother.
Or sister.
Dear brother, those that protect their vibrational frequency by not resurfacing are doing so as one who serves has given, because the vibrational frequency on the surface is not compatible with their frequency. So they get around that by guiding us and coming through in our dream state and in our meditative state, because in the dream state, the conscious mind is set aside, and the spiritual divinity that all of you are and the light that you shine comes to the surface, and they can meld with that and communicate in that respect. Also, in your meditative state, when one meditates honestly and earnestly to bring the light to themselves and to the planet, their vibrational frequency is much enhanced, and in that moment, those that dwell in hollow earth can receive your messages and bring you messages, you see. So they are continuing to communicate, but not at a physical level. They are always communicating with those that reach the vibrational frequency necessary to be compatible with them. Namaste.
Very good. And
then, does this make sense, dear brother?
Yes, I thank you, and I'm so grateful to be included for these years in this club. I thank you.
Namaste.
And we thank you, dear Moses, for all that you do for this group as well. We are ready to release channel here now. Shoshana, do you have any parting message here?
We do not have a message, but we will say that all that continue their commitment to the oneness on this call and in this group. Will rise together in that wave of ascension. Namaste.
Very good. And we leave with this. Do everything that you can to continue to remain out of the illusion as much as you possibly can. As we say many, many, many times, be aware, but not become a part of it. That is all. Shanti. Peace be with you. Be the one.